You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, the podcast of serialized fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Roberts. This is episode 11 of our magical boy story. 5 a.m. Crash Space. Viola stole Sage's Kraken shirt. It was a perfectly justified action. The party was over. The police had taken the Trollmaster into custody, and it was slightly too early to get a decent breakfast anywhere. It was taken as read that everyone would spend what was left of the night here, in the flat, shared by Sage, Chauve and Deck. Holly, Hebe and their flatmate May fetched pyjama party supplies from downstairs, comfortable clothes, spare pillows and 3 jumbo bags of marshmallows. Viola was handed a pair of pyjama pants with owls on them, an oversized t-shirt with cupcakes on the front. The cupcakes had faces. And she was pushed into Sage's room to ditch the little black dress. This was practically an open invitation to shove the cupcake monstrosity under Sage's pillow, steal his Kraken t-shirt, and button Deck's flannel shirt over the top of it for the sake of subtlety. Sage was all right, but he was still the drummer in that band, and he didn't deserve a t-shirt this cool. When she emerged, Viola found the whole mess of them, her friends and Chauve's friends, tangled together over couches and beanbags, all limbs and marshmallows, watching the first episode of something trashy on their big screen TV. Ferd was braiding Hebe's hair. Sage and Jules sat as far from each other as they could get, looking anywhere but at each other. Viola considered the seating options for a few moments, and then she placed herself directly on Deck's lap. He grinned and slung an arm around her waist. "So are you new to the bromances? Do I need to wiki you the basics?" She wrinkled her nose at him. "I have no idea what you're talking about. Can we just assume I don't care?" "This isn't the first episode," Hebe exclaimed suddenly. "It's the 3rd episode." "It's the first good one," Deck called across to her. "Lies and slander. The first good one is season 2, the Halloween body swap," said Sage. "There's lots of great stuff in season 1, argued May. "You can't skip all the meaningful looks and slash potential just because you want to cut straight to the episodes with meta-references to existing fanfic." "Ugh," said Holly. "Why do I even hang out with you people? Can't you just watch a show without all the footnotes and diagrams and opinions? You could invent a shipping war out of the Home Cauldron channel." There was a pause. "Yeah," said Sage, "but you know those 2 ladies selling dried potion ingredients are totally hot for each other. I bet there's fanfic." An argument broke out, which led to half the room unironically throwing popcorn at the other half. Viola tried to throw up a low-level barrier charm because she was going to get a whole less friendly if she ended up with corn in her hair. Her fingers were fuzzy and she stared at them. Oh, coffee. Damn it. She was going to have to rely on dirty looks to protect her hair from popcorn. "So," said Deck, in a low voice, leaning up to her ear, "confession time. I collect vintage board games. I'm into role-playing, not in the bedroom, well, maybe in the bedroom, but I'm in a gaming thing. I spend a lot of time working out statistics about fictional dragons. That's often a deal-breaker for women." Viola rolled her eyes and shoved him lightly. "I translate ancient Greek poetry for fun. I regularly alienate everyone around me with my pure, unadulterated bitchiness. And I don't do relationships. I genuinely don't care how you spend your spare time." Deck nodded. None of this was new information to him, except perhaps the ancient Greek part. "I think you might be my muse." "That's not a selling point," she informed him. "I'm willing to invest in an extremely high thread count in bedsheets." "That's more enticing. So, coffee sometime? Or a less witch-sensitive beverage of your choice if there are active trolls in the area?" It wasn't every day you found a boy who looked into the face of a Gorgon and decided he wanted to spend more time getting to know her. "I'll consider it," said Viola Vale. Thanks for listening. We still have 2 parts left to this story. You can, in the meantime, you can find me on Twitter and Tumblr at Sheep Might Fly and at Tansy RR. You can support my online writing at patreon.com/musketeerspace. And you can also find me on my new author Facebook account, Tansy RR Books. See you next week for part 12.